Welcome to Listen to the Signal, original short science fiction stories in audio, written and narrated by Rob Dirks. Hey, Rob here. This is another quickie, so I don't want to say much other than that it's about that weird cigar-shaped object that came hurtling past Earth about a year and a half ago, named Oumuamua. I think that's how it's pronounced. That much is true. The rest, well... Oumuamua. On October 19th, 2017, a cigar-shaped object, approximately 1 mile long, was observed as it traveled through our solar system. Its strange shape and unorthodox tumbling behavior raised concerns that the object, since named Oumuamua, might, in fact, be an alien probe. During its closest transit of Earth, several readings and photographs disproved any exotic theories, and the scientific community collectively agreed that Oumuamua was simply a stray chunk of rock and ice traveling through interstellar space. Nearly 1 year and 3 months later, on January 16, 2019, radio receivers at the Atacama Large Millimeter Array in northern Chile observed and recorded several short but complex signals in the general direction of the retreating object as it followed a random trajectory towards the Proxima Centauri solar system. The data was sent by the Committee on Space Research, COSPAR, to the Google AlphaZero Artificial Intelligence Lab in San Jose, California, for analysis. 6 hours later, the decoded information was translated to English and narrated by voice actors from the San Jose Regional Shakespearean Theater Continuing Education Program. What you are about to hear is real. Recording 1, 19 October 2017, Approach to Earth.
Sir, several of their satellites have pointed in our direction. They've spotted us.
About time. Send them a message.
We've been trying, sir. No response. It appears they use radio.
What the hell is radio?
I checked with FOMO, and apparently it's a form of wave used for broadcasting communication. We haven't used radio in 20,000 brotos.
All right, then. Hail them using this radio thing.
Sorry, sir, we can't.
We are the most advanced civilization in the quadrant. Hail them now. For Coco's sake, man. What?
At the risk of sounding patronizing, sir, if we were required to carry communication capabilities for all primitive species, this ship would be 10 times its current size.
Then why didn't they build this ship 10 times its current size?
Budgets, sir.
Fine. Use the gas jets. Pulse them at periodic intervals. They'll surely see and interpret that as a coded message.
Audible. Various foot shuffling, bleeps, and bloops.
Recording 2, 20 October 2017. Beginning of Earth transit.
Sir, I have good news and bad news.
Out with it. We don't have time for word games. We'll be out of range shortly.
Okay. The good news is we've devised a radio receiver. It won't transmit, but we can pick up their signals. This is what they sound like.
Audible, garbled radio signals and static.
And, does this make sense?
Yes, sir. And that's the bad news. While they've seen our jets, they're attributing it to outgassing.
Outgassing? What the hell is outgassing?
Natural gases escaping from the interior. They think we're a comet, sir.
Ridiculous.
Fine.
Strobe our lights. They can't be that stupid.
We, tried that too, sir.
Let me guess.
They attributed that to infrared heat radiation.
What a bunch of morons. Do we have a banner we can stretch across the ship that says, "Up here, you idiots"?
No.
Rhetorical question. All right. We'll have to land then.
Sir?
Don't say it.
Budgets. Yes, sir. This probe was designed for long-range observation only, no landing apparatus. With all due respect, sir, I would think you would know that.
Audible, possible slap, punch, or kick, and untranslatable groan and expletive.
Why you? How dare you? God, take this insubordinate to the brig. Get me the next second in command immediately. This is preposterous. Our one mission, to contact species in Quadrant 3 of the Tropro Galaxy, and we're on a ship without a landing apparatus. and whatever this radio thing is.
Good day, sir.
Ah, there you are. New second-in-command. Good. Set us on a collision course with Earth. If we can't land, we'll just crash into the bastards.
Recording 3. 21 October 2017. Ending of Earth Transit.
Why are we moving away from the planet?
Sir, it seems, we...
Out with it!
It seems, this ship is functioning exclusively on predetermined intergalactic algorithmic trajectory parameters, with a negligible manual variance coefficient, sir.
In Stopo, man! Speak in plain Stopo!
We're on autopilot, sir.
Fuck!
Would you like me to relieve myself and get the next second-in-command, sir?
Yes. No. Give me a solution. Now.
Well, sir, we did discuss briefly just now. Maybe if we all ran from one end of the ship to the other, over and over, shifting our weight. Audible. Possible facepalm.
That is your solution?
Yes, sir. Audible. Sigh.
Tell me then, in plain Stopo, why the hell we're even here? Why have a crew at all? Or even a ship? Why are we here, man?
Permission to speak freely, sir.
Go ahead.
Do you remember the election last, Broto?
Of course. No riddles. Out with it, man.
Well, Grand Overlord Candidate Woko promised the masses outward expansion and colonization. When he won, he had to make good on his promises. But...
Let me guess. Budgets.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you knew. We are a political prop.
Audible. Possible choking back tears of despair.
In that case, I will be in the cantina if anyone needs me.
What are your instructions, sir, in your absence?
Do whatever the fuck you want.
Audible. Awkward silence.
No, no. I do have an instruction. While I am drinking myself into utter and absolute inebriation, have your team devise a radio transmitter, and when it is completed, send back this message. Attention, planet dwellers. Your world has been selected for contact and eventual colonization. I am supposed to congratulate you, to say that this is extremely fortunate for your kind, that your backward and barbaric ways will soon be replaced by the order and intelligence of the most advanced civilization in the quadrant. But now, well, I realize we may be as much of a shit show as yourselves. In fact, I would advise you to continue ignoring us. Now I have some important drinking, matters, I mean, to attend to. Farewell, and good luck.
I hope you enjoyed that short story. Thank you again for tuning in to Listen to the Signal. I'm Rob Dirks, author of the science fiction novels Where the Hell is Tesla?, Don't Touch the Blue Stuff, The Wrong Unit, and the Audible original titled You're Going to Mars. You can also buy Volume 1 of the collected Listen to the Signal stories on Audible and Amazon, and find my other books there too. And you can get in touch with me at listentothesignal.com or robdirks.com.